Rashi quotes another Dova Acher, the Eschol Gegodol Ze Shoimrim Eloke Avraham. That's a reference to Shmoneh Esrei. I'll make you name a form great that in Shmoneh Esrei you say Eloke Avraham. Vavorecho Ze Shoimrim Eloke Yitzchok. Vagad Lo Shmecho Ze Shoimrim Eloke Yankov. Yochol Yuchoistim Bekul. And you may think that Shmoneh Esrei, by the first three broches, we should be Choisim, not just Mogen Avraham, but just Baruch Ha. Avraham Yitzchok v'Yankov, so we dash tam level heyei brocha. It goes to back to Avraham. Bechor choisnun v'libhem. In other words, in the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, we say like Avraham, like Yitzchok, like Yankov. That's based on these movements and these words of the pasuk. But the heyei brocha goes back to Avraham. The chasimas habrocha will be Avraham. That's the pasuk of Shad. It's a halacha. So I'll tell you over on this. Echsid the shepshat. And then it's not the shepshat. I am both. I'm not. I'm neutral. I give everyone equal time. Okay. Now. So. Anyway, I was raised among chassidim. Is that okay? It's okay. The chassidim are good Jews. It's okay. So. The echsid the shepshat. I saw this in the name of Rav Mendel Lekotzke. He said that this Indian of that Bechor Choisman goes like this. Now the others represent different in Yonim. Avraham Avinu is Midas HaChesed, right? Yitzchok is Midas HaDin, and Yankov represents Torah. Yankov represents Torah, and Yitzchok represents tremendous Yirah Shumayim, because he went strictly Al Pidin. So the Rav Mendel Lekotzke used to say that it's Merames and what's going to be in the future generations. The Torah to us is the biggest mitzvah. But Rav Mendel Lekotzke says, in the later generation, the closer we come to Mashiach, the people, Yidden, will learn less Torah. The Koyach of Torah will become weakened. And how will we be saved? Mashiach is going to come through Avraham, who represents Midas HaChesed. In our times, to give a lot of stock and do maisim toivim, to do chesed, that will become the our Yeshua. But because the koyach of Torah will be weaker, because Yankov represents Torah, Yitzchok represents Midas HaDin. So in later generations, these two in Yonin, two people should be very frum and upgehitten in all the dinim, that will become weaker, which you see, which is by the way very true. But what will remain, and that's in that schus we will be redeemed, will be Avraham, who represents Midas HaChesed. Now, Rav Zelig Epstein, he's a Rosh Yeshiva here in Kew Gardens. He married an einikel of Rav Shimon Shkop. So he said over in the name of Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Zelig Epstein is a misnagit, but he gets along with the chassidim very well. And Rav Shimon Shkop was a staunch misnagit. He says a very beautiful pshat, which is so apropos in our times. Already in his time, the Haskalah in Lithuania was very strong. Many even left there, even. Many the Talmidim from the Volozhna Yeshiva became irreligious because the Haskalah was very strong. So he once came into the Beis Medrash and he saw the Talmidim were talking about it, that Frumkeit, Yiddishkeit, is becoming weaker. Many of them became very modern, not just modern and like, but they became irreligious. So the yeshiva boys were talking that they were upset over the situation. So Rav Shimon Shkop told him this Rashi, and this is how Rav Shimon Shkop interpreted the Rashi. He also the outline is similar to what Rav Mendel Lekotzke says, but they have a different emphasis. So Rav Shimon Shkop said as follows: there'll be times, let's say. I'll say it the correct way. It says, see, Yankov Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, they were raised al pi Torah. Now, Yankov Avinu was raised by Yitzchok. Yitzchok already was a tzaddik. So he raised his children, Yaakov. They should also be tzaddikim, Esav went off the derech. But Yitzchak himself, Yitzchak and Yaakov, they were raised in a, the only one that was not raised in a frumah home was Avraham Avinu, right? Terach was an Eved Avodah Zarah. Mitchil Eved Avodah Zarah, Hoya Avoseinu, right? So, and yet, Avraham Avinu on his own recognized that there's a Boira Oilam, and according to Chazal, Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, right? You all know this. So Rav Shimon Shkop pointed out the following. He told that this is how he was Menachem, and he said, throughout the generations, Yidden will be raised by their parents who are from a Yidden and the Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. They will learn Torah, they'll do Mitzvahs. But at the end of generations, before the coming of Mashiach, what does Rashi mean? B'chor Chois mean? At the end, the Chasim, at the end, will go back to the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. What did Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was not raised in a Fruma home. He was raised in a Avodah Zarah Deke home. But what did he do? Afal Pikein, he recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam. And not only this, he began teaching Yirat Shamayim and Emunah and the Ribbono to others. So Rav Shimon Shkop told them, well, this is how it's going to go. Until now, we were zoicha to be like Yitzchak and Yaakov, but the chasim of Amdenes in the last generation before Mashiach is going to come, Yiddishkeit will be very schwach, and many children will be raised in totally irreligious homes. But Afal Pikein, they'll always be, will follow the midah of Avraham, there'll always be an Avraham who will, on his own, come back to Yiddishkeit, and he will raise his children as Yidden and so on. That's in a nutshell what Rav Shimon Shkop said al Pidrush, is pshat in this Rashi book. Then Rav Mendel Kotzke emphasized, like Avraham, it goes with Chesed. That's the Chasima. And Rav Shimon Shkop emphasized what is, you know, very common in America. You know, Baruch Hashem, today we have many Balei Teshuva who come from totally religious homes, and they become very frum, and they raise their children, and they send them to yeshiva. So Yiddishkeit, Baruch Hashem, flourishes in America. And it's like this in the Eretz Yisrael too. Most Israelis are unfortunately not frum. So, but we haven't given up on them. They are still Yidden, and we are mechuyev to be mekarev of them. And many of them, their children do go back to Yiddishkeit. I just read an interesting story. There was a strike in a certain school, a Chiloni school. So they didn't know what to do with themselves. So you know what they did? They went to a yeshiva. They wanted to see, let's find out what's going on over there. A whole bunch of totally secular Chilonim. Chilonim, how do they call it in Israel? Chilonim. Their school closed for a while. So they went into a certain kiruv yeshiva, and I saw they had a picture of it. They were wearing yarmulkes and looking into some semester. I don't know if it was a gemara or chumash, I couldn't figure out. But doesn't make a chilik. They wrote in the article that they stayed there for quite a while and they liked it. What happened at the end, I don't know. They didn't report yet. It just happened recently. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, you know quite well in America itself. I mean, as I told you before, over 50% are assimilated, totally assimilated, that they intermarry. Intermarriage is a terrible threat to Yiddishkeit in America. So that's how it's going to go, but we are going to go back like Avraham Avinu, and this is one thing. Okay, now, I just want to tell you over another shot on the beginning of Lech Lecho. It says, Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'moyladetecha beis avicha el ha'aretz asher arecha. And then, v'yeschu l'ge godol. So really, there's a famous kasha. What does it say in Pasuk? Go out from the country you live in, from your birthplace, and from your parents' home. Really, these are three steps. So really, what is the proper order? The proper order is first you leave your father's, your parents' home. Then you leave the city you were born in, and then you leave the country, right? If someone you leave. So the Torah begins, Mi'atzachom, Yulantuchom, Beisavichom. So anyway, there's a famous Al-Sheikh on this. The Al-Sheikh gives a most beautiful pshat. Why the Torah says, see, Avraham Avinu, as I just said before, came from a house of Avodah Zarah. But you know, the Medrash tells you how he came to believe in Hashem, and the Maaser with how he broke all the idols that his father had. So anyway, so Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you have to leave your environment. So now, a person has three influences. First of all, his immediate influence, Tashpoh, it comes from his parents. He's raised in his parents' home. So whatever the parents are, a child, B'derech Klal, takes over what he sees at home. And he behaves like this. But there's another influence. If you live, let's say, in New York, so it depends, of course, in which section of New York you live in. But you live in New York, it has its own culture, you know. It depends where. If you live in Harlem or other such places, so you're influenced by your surroundings, and you see is pritzus and gezeilus and rapes and robberies and so on. So you, whether you like it or not, we are influenced. But then there's another influence, the influence of your country. Every country has its own culture, right? Like, what's the culture in Harlem? Knives, guns, and so on. No? whether you like it or not, you're influenced by this. You open up a newspaper, or the best thing is, I know you learn all the time, but I listen to the radio. TV, I don't, is also Behechlat HaEzod, that's, but the radio, so what is the first thing you hear on the radio? There were 2 rapes, 3 robberies, and 4 killings, something like this. Every day, if you don't believe me, when you wake up, just listen to the news always begins, how many rapes, and how many robberies, and how many, that's the New York, that's our culture, that's what it is, unfortunately. So anyway, So to make it short, the Al-Sheikh says, a person is influenced by his home, by his hometown, and by his country. Now, which is a stronger influence? So what is easier to let go of? The influence of your country, right? So because of the general culture of America, I still don't know what it is, but I'm sure there is something there. So since you don't live with it on a daily basis, you can, I guess it means baseball and Coca-Cola, right? and ice cream, I don't know what, something like that. So that may be hard to give up. But the general influence of America is not so difficult to give up. But then, the hometown where you were born, your birthplace, no, you have to. You played there as a child, and you went to school there, that influence is much stronger. The hardest one to leave is Beis Avicha. So the Torah gives you the right order. The Al-Sheikh says, the Torah says Lech Lecha means go away from all your influences. So what is the easiest influence to leave? First comes Arzacha. Then comes Moiladet Techo, and then comes Mumbeis Avicho. So the order is correct, because the Torah is speaking what he should leave from. That's Lech Lecho, go away from this and go to Eretz Yisrael, and there I'll make you, you'll have many children, and you'll build the Jewish nation. That's a very famous Al-Sheikh, and what he says is so correct. I remember when I came to America. So I lived in Germany, in Berlin, for right after the war. I lived we were liberated in the beginning of 1945, was winter. It was in January or February, it was very cold. So for a while I lived in Poland, where I was born. And then we couldn't get the papers to be able to go to America. Anyway, finally we got papers to go to America, so I came. I lived in Berlin for 5 years, till 1951, and 1951 I came here. So I'll tell you, like, you want to see what culture is. The Germans, you know, are very cultured. And very, also at times, very respectful. For instance, I lived in Berlin, is the main city in Germany. So, by the way, they have subways there. Just like in New York, they have everything that you have over here. So in Berlin, and by the Germans, let's say if you go into on the bus or on the subway, and a young man is sitting, and an elder person comes in, whether a man or a woman, doesn't matter. Especially if it's a woman, immediately the younger one will rise and offer the seat to the older person. That's common. That's how it should be. So I lived in Germany. I was influenced by this too. And when I came here, I remember my first ride. I lived what is today known as Jamaica. And it was called Jamaica then too, but then it was very Jewish. Not from, but it was, there were shuls there. Today you wouldn't even walk there in the middle of the day, right? So I remember my first, I went on a bus, my first bus ride, so I got on very early, so the bus was quite empty. I sat down anyway after a while, and then after the bus was more or less filled up, a lady came in, and I was sitting in the front. So when the lady came in, I got up and offered the seat. So as I got up, some young schnook made a dive for the seat, and he grabbed the seat. So I said to myself, "Wow, that's American culture." That I was like shocked by this. I mean, what chutzpah this is! I didn't even know. Must have been, I didn't care whether it was a goy or a Yiddish. It didn't matter. Whoever it was, the proper derech eretz is if you have a seat, and especially if it's a lady, and then all the person who comes in, you should offer the seat. So in this respect, the Germans are very cultured. But anyway, they are Rotschem, but culture they have. Anyway, culture and Retzicha go hand in hand. It's not, one is not a contradiction to the other one. I'll finish with this. The Musa Haskel you should know from all cultures is that there's only one culture that you should cleave to, and that's the culture of the Torah. The Torah teaches you not only to learn the sugyas we are learning, the Torah teaches you midos tovos, the Torah teaches you to do be a bal chesed and so on. That is the culture of the Torah, and that is the culture we should follow. Okay, anyway, have a good Shabbos, and I'll see you on Sunday. Okay, good Shabbos.